post-match interview.
Yes, thanks for joining us, Ty, especially after a defeat like that, mate. So I just see a couple of photos too, a couple of fans in the crowd. What's going on there?
Yeah, there are. I was a bit surprised by that. I thought I might have been forgotten about. But no, it was good. You know, it's a good atmosphere of the local club, local footy. Lara had plenty of supporters out, which is what it's all about. Yeah, it really helps increase the atmosphere for the players and the community feel.
How have you found it? I know you're only a couple of games. Even what have you made of North Shore and the couple of games you've played in so far?
Yeah, look, there have been some tough contests. You know, even today, you know, we probably dropped our guard a little bit. We probably fell two goals too many behind at one point, even when we had a good run. But look, it's all about growing. You know, it's an area, North Shore, where we just need to build consistency and good, solid performances, and it'll come. You know, it's a lot of guys learning a lot of things at, you know, really quickly.
So, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Football for the first time in a number of years. I think we had you on after a couple of Richmond games throughout your journey in the AFL. But Jason Davenport's a very persuasive character. When did he come to you to put the proposal forward that you join him on a football field?
Yeah, it happened obviously a while ago. He sort of floated it, and I batted it away and batted it away. I hadn't played in sort of 3-4 years, and I was a bit reluctant. I didn't really know if I could get a kick, and he just kept saying, and then sort of gave me a bit of a history of the club, and yeah, I was sort of happy to come and help out, really.
So what do you see your role being? We might see you, depending on the NAB League fixture, you know, half a dozen to 10 times is the figure that sort of Dicko and Windy are working off. What do you hope to bring in those appearances that you make for North Shore?
Yeah, look, it is tough. It's we play on a lot of Saturdays as well, and even today we just got lucky that it was an early game just in Werribee, so it was 20 minutes up the road. Obviously this side probably lacks a little bit of experience, and that's probably where Jace and I come in. You know, it's probably important for us not to just dominate time on ball and let some guys come through. Like, even I thought young Deng today was much better even than last week in the ruck, which is really good. You know, like he's the long-term solution for the club in the ruck. So if I can play a little bit but allow him to come through and probably get a bit more time forward, I think, you know, stuff like that, that's probably the reason why we don't see Jace flat out in the middle, just to keep developing the younger guys, really.
Tyron, great to have you in the league, and that's a great answer to what I think, you know, is obviously you and Jason and Nick and Darren are looking at doing. You obviously, so you know a bit about the club. I mean, it's a historical club in the league and in the region, which has, yeah, had some hard times. But in terms of teaching, like Nick was saying, so, you know, in terms of your training, can you get to training at some stage? What's the scenario with that?
Yeah, it's really tough because we train Monday, Tuesday, Thursdays, yeah. You know. So it is a bit tough. It's just probably important. Even we had a good session, not training-wise, but just pre-game, yeah, bit of walkthroughs and that sort of thing, just to sort of get on the safe page and have a good discussion about what we can do and that sort of thing.
Because we were saying that Deng looked like he was jumping okay. It was timing and stuff, yeah, like that, which, you know, like, yeah, he might not need too much of a help, but if you can help him with that, yeah, look, certainly the future.
He just needs more reps, you know. He's young and he'll get more reps over time, which is, you know, it's a short-term pain when you expose young kids with not much experience, but the longer term benefit is that in 3 years he'll be a really valuable player and he'll bring people through the gates because he jumps high and he really has a crack and that sort of thing, and it's really good to see. I thought compared to last week he really took a step forward, which is awesome.
Just with, I suppose, you know, your availability, what are you doing with, for the listeners who don't know, what's your role with Jason Davenport?
Just as one of the assistant coaches. Yep. So it's a pretty busy schedule. We coach the girls and the boys.
Yeah.
So we've been in season since the start of February. It feels like it's been going forever a little bit. But we had the girls prelim final today, which we won, and then so we've got the grand final next week. And then it goes straight into boys for the remainder of the year. So it is a pretty packed schedule and a lot of Saturdays, which makes it a little bit hard. Fortunately, Geelong's not too far from Melbourne.
The whisper is that the grand final, I think you're going to play the Geelong Falcons next Sunday, and I believe it's at Werribee, so that will free you up for next Saturday to take on Grovedale. Is that the intention?
Yeah, I think at this point I'll be a fair chance to play, which is really good. The Werribee game suit us well, mate. It was 20 minutes. It was 20 minutes to get here. Last week I rocked in about 25 minutes before the game, but here I was able to get here over an hour early, which was nice.
I think if you were to play next week and you were to play in the ruck, Ryan Abbott is
okay. Yeah,
who you're probably going to run into, which would be a nice little challenge. You're going to get some depending on who you play. Trent West at Leopold, Lockie Veal at Colac, David Fanning at Newtown. So names you probably know that will provide good challenges depending on when you're available.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've you know, it's been a while now, but I remember rucking against Abbott when he was probably in his first year even, maybe, just in the VFL. Look, it's always good. It's, you know, local footy needs these sorts of things, and it's really good, obviously, Geelong being such a footy-mad region of Victoria, that the fans sort of get rewarded with good players playing.
Absolutely. So we really appreciate your time. Welcome to the competition. It's been good to see you in action today. We really thought you had a crack for a team that obviously is pushing it a little bit at the moment, but to come away with a bunch of goals, I think you kicked four in the end and really competed hard. Well done to you, and great to see you here. We look forward to seeing you throughout the season.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Post-match interview.